okay, this is something that can be awkward. And listen, I'm not trying to be gross. So pretend that this is an adult conversation. I'm trying to go to an intellectual level. I think this is something that I need. I think Liv the Web Girl needs. I don't know if Alex does this when she's not at work, but I think she needs this, even though she'll claim she won't. Anybody that, you know, occasionally farts might want to get a pair of Shreddies. Have you heard of Shreddies?
Shreddies?
Yep.
No.
Shreddies.
What is that?
They are what they call a flatulent filtering underwear. These things are amazing. They're expensive, too. They're available, Alex, for men for $45 and women, Liv the Web Girl, for $35.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
See, we want to talk about equal pay. Why do men have to pay 10 bucks more? Just throwing that out there. The Shreddies flatulent filtering underwear have activated carbon cloth called Zorflex.
Ew.
Sandwiched between layers of regular fabric. The specialty layer absorbs and traps the odor before it can make its way out into the open. Now,
okay,
I'll admit I am just naturally, like, depending on what food I eat, I am a gassy person, but I don't think I've ever, in 2 years that I've worked with you, Alex, and you, Liv the Web Girl, I don't think I've let one go in the studio. Maybe one in accident. Now, other people in the studio.
Liv, not me.
I know. I think I might be the old guy that used to work here.
The older guy?
Not the older guy, but like the guy before.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Wasn't me. Hasn't been me.
It wasn't me.
Let's not throw fake people under the bus, Liv the Web Girl. You are beautiful, but something inside of you is very, very ugly.
No, something inside of her has crawled up there and died.
You guys, I am like so anxious right now. My hands are sweating. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, if you're listening, please change the station.
Turn the radio off.
Please.
Listen, turn it down.
We got to keep
down
the romance alive. There are some things that, you know, if you have a significant other that works in radio, that you just got to tune out once in a while. And this is one of them.
Liv's about to toot out. So what is this? Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. I think that I might do this action a bit more excessively than other people.
Other women especially.
Yes, I didn't realize that I did until I saw a video of people saying that they do it like maybe once a day or
okay,
twice a day.
And on a daily basis, how often do you think you
guys
do?
I can't even estimate that.
I would like you to. I would actually like if you could on a note on your phone.
Yeah, start tracking.
Like
it.
Just start, like, do a tally every single time in 24 hours. And, you know, I know when you're sleeping you can't, but otherwise for the majority of the day. And then we can compare, because I would like to know. I will say this, that my boyfriend, the Egyptian, it is so out of control that I get mad at him. I'm like, can you save this for your guy friends, please? I cannot stand it. It's disgusting. I never do it, but I also never even use the restroom, barely. I mean, something's wrong with me. You know what happens to me? My food inside my stomach, I think, just disappears and vaporizes into thin air.
You're literally just like my mom, because my mom, one, eats like kind of a bird. And and she only goes to the bathroom like every 3 days, maybe.
Yeah,
every
I don't
four
know
days. And that's normal for her,
well, good
though,
for her,
but that's
yeah
not normal for me.
Okay, I just looked it up. The average person, man or woman, goes 14 times per day.
And that's toots.
Oh, yeah. They toot.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't realize it. They could just be like, you don't even, your body just naturally does it. Because don't, listen, please. Liv, seriously?
That was not me. That was, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. I hate you guys.
The other day, though, Liv, what happened in studio? Because you, like, it was kind of like a crop dusting, but you stayed around because you did it, then you left.
And then you apologized to us.
Well, here's the thing. You guys were out of the studio. I didn't realize you guys would be coming back in. So I kind of did what I had to do, and then you guys came right back in the studio, and I was like, well, look, guys, here's what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Here's just what happened.
She owned it. I will give her that.
Stop that noise. I own it with you guys, but I'm not kidding. If I go home today and I have a boyfriend that's breaking up with me, this is on you guys. I'm so upset. I told you guys I didn't want to talk about this on air because I'm so embarrassed.
You know what we're going to do? If he decides to break up with you, we're going to hold him down and Dutch oven him.